Welcome to another edition of Boiled Down Brevard, our weekly off-the-wall podcast brought to you every Thursday from Florida Today. I'm Rob Landers, and I am alone in the studio this week. In addition to the horrific events in Orlando on Sunday, we were personally affected by tragedy this week when my colleague, co-host, and most importantly friend, Jessica Saggio, lost her sister, Andrea. It's times like these that you wonder if anything can even come close to being funny. Well, I'm going to try. Not that I really was to begin with. But before I begin, if you would be so inclined, please send Jessica a note of love or condolences on Twitter at Jessica J. Saggio. That's at J-E-S-S-I-C-A-J-S-A-G-G-I-O. And also, one small note, we will not be talking about the Orlando shooting. I don't have to tell you why. First up, talk about a check with some bounce. This week, 50-year-old Armani De Los Rios was taken into custody after an investigation into two vehicles he purchased with what police said was a fraudulent check. The price of the vehicles? $80,000. But that's only a fraction of the boing in this guy's check. Detectives with the Criminal Investigations Division responded to the dealership, and after an investigation discovered De Los Rios had also attempted to defraud a local bank by fraudulently depositing, get this, $850,000 to create a new account using bogus funds from another account. In an interview with detectives, he told police he wrote the checks knowing there was no money to cover them because they were stupid enough to take them. He's currently sitting in the Brevard County Detention Center under a $50,000 bond, and the only thing I can say to that is thank God they don't take checks. And in a story about things that don't bounce, while SpaceX was successful in getting two satellites into orbit Wednesday morning, the first stage of the Falcon 9 rocket met a violent end when it smacked down into a drone ship downrange in the Atlantic. The rocket took off from Cape Canaveral Air Force Station around 10:30 Wednesday, and SpaceX was like, we got this, especially as they'd successfully nailed a first stage landing the previous three attempts, but the booster came in too fast. That's what she said. SpaceX CEO Elon Musk said the incident resulted in an RUD, Rapid Unscheduled Disassembly. Yeah, okay, Elon, normal people call that a crash. Musk tweeted out, in regard to the landing, that may be the hardest impact to date. I guess that's why the drone ship is named, Of Course I Still Love You. The waves were definitely on point for three of Brevard's top surfers, Grant Fisher of Melbourne Beach, Brandon DeFilippo of Merritt Island, and Coco's James Walker were all winners in their respective competitions at Surfing America Championships held in Oceanside last weekend. Yet another reminder that Brevard is an awesome place to surf and learn how to surf, and your last name doesn't have to be Slater or Hobgood to be good at riding waves. If you were interested in purchasing the HGTV Dream Home on Merritt Island, you've lost that chance. Real estate sites show the 3,158-square-foot waterfront home sold June 8th for $1.3 million. Bam! The house, which was renovated last year, originally listed for $1,530,000 in late April, days after David Rennie of Shelton, Connecticut, took the $1.2 million cash option, rather than, you know, finding out the wonder that is being a Brevard County resident and the $1.7 million grand prize in the HGTV sweepstakes. Okay, that's all I got for you this week. And you may be asking yourself, what? That was really quick. What was the point of that? And I'll tell you. We just wanted to try and give you a break from the sadness, from the political debates, from the sheer insanity that this week has been for Central Florida. I hope, in some small way, we were able to do that, even if just for a couple of minutes. Thanks for listening. Be sure to look for us again next week.